Okay, we go five short ideas for Parsha Shemos. Shovivim, Tavshin, Pe'af, Alunish, Be'lu, Nishmas, Rachel, Parabas, of Moshe, and Refushim for all those who need a Refuah Shalema. We're going to do a little bit of something different. To start off, we're going to stay exactly where we're going to go. I saw my Rebbe, Rabbi Arya Liba, it's always by the daf. He tells you where to go. He tells you where he's going to go. So we're going to say Ber Moshe and Achdus. We're going to say Tefer Shlomo about Torah and Peru Avu when it comes to learning Torah. When it comes, we're going to see the third idea from Rabbi Adam Yaakov Sadiger, all about Ruchnius, growing. We're going to talk about Rabbi Avram Dov of Buchach, about the Midah of Anova. And the fifth and final idea, we're going to have a beautiful idea from Rav Kook. So let's get started from the first Atar from Ber Moshe on Achdus. The Pasuk says, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Ayomer Alamo, Paro says to his nation, Hine Am Bnei Yisrael, Rav Atzu Bimenu. There's this great, amazing nation from greater than us. And says the Ber Moshe, what's his Lashon of Rav Atzum? It should say Rabim or Atzumim. What's his Lashon of Rav Atzum? He says it's not stam. He says Dafka parses Beloshen Yochid Velo Rabim. Why? To show that they had the Koyach of Achdus, and then because they had the Koyach of Achdus, Al Kach Nisyore Paro Mehem. Says the Ber Moshe, Rav Moshe Chil Oshuvah, the Oshuvah Rebbe. What was Paro's main concern? Was the Achdus that Klai Yisrael had, and that you need look no further for the next pasuk. Hava Nischak Malo Pen Yirba V'Hayin Nischigarem Mechamav Nosav Gamu Al Soneinu. Says the Oyv Sholem, Rusholem of Kuznets, usually the 1B, we say something, a similar idea, the Achdus. No, the next Pasuk, Havan Ischakma Lo, it should really say, Havan Ischakma Lahem, or Lachem. And the Lashon, what's Lo? Lo is to tell you that the Eitzah, we have to think about an Eitzah, Keneged the Achdus, Keneged the No, Havan Ischakma Lo, we have to think of a plan, how to beat out their Achdus. And this is exactly the word we say, we're in the few months coming up, Mirtz Hashem by Pesach, hopefully in Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh, Bezat Hashem. When we're shalom echad, says the Sfasemes. When we're shalom echad, then amar aleinu l'chalasinu. Then the Paro, and then the Iranians, and then the Palestinians can touch us. But when we're echad, when we're in one, when we're connected, when we're echad, no one can touch us. What a beautiful insight for the Ber Moshe from Rav Sholem of Kuznets, the Oiv Sholem, and the Sfasemes. Moving on to D number two. Second thing we said from the Tefer Shoma, all about Torah. All by Peru, Vu, and that when it comes to Torah. Tefer Shlomo, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav. Tiftach, Vatiris, Hayelet. She opened the basket. Basia is going down. Gemara tells us that she was going down to rid herself. And the Gemara told us, get rid of all the Avodah Zarah. V'ni Nar Boicha, Vatach Mo'la, Vatomer Miyalda Evrim Zeh. She saw the baby crying. This must be from the Hebrews. In the past, we've said the Baal Turim. Nar Boicha is Gemacha Aaron. She said, oh, the baby's crying because she saw Aaron crying in the reeds. Beautiful Baal Turim, you have to see it inside. Says the Tefer Shlomo, Miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. What does this mean, Miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh? Osid hu liyalet ivrim b'tiroso. Miyaldei ha'ivrim, Miyaldei just mean that he comes from that as a child. No, but Osid, in the future, hu liyalet ivrim b'tiroso. He's going to be able to bring Jews closer to their bonushom. Says the Tefer Shlomo, Shehikir bosh hu b'chinat tzadik, kizet l'holi neshamos. Moshe Amar, Miyaldei ha'ivrim l'holi ivrim. At the end of the day, the yellow doesn't just refer to Moshe, it also refers to his ability to be able to bring Jews closer in the future through his Torah and through his acceptance in the Torah and leading Klal Yisrael to Matan Torah. That's what Miyal Deherivim Zeh is, that not only did he come from the Hebrews, but in the future he was going to give birth to the Jews and Dafka through the learning Torah. Look at this B'nai Sascha that my Rabbi Rav Simon writes in his Ma'amorim. He writes that Abju can be Mekai in the midst of Peruvu through learning Torah. And the Bnei Chasser, who just as Yard said, was on Shabbos Kodesh Chai Tevis. He writes the Derech Pikudecha Mitzah Aleph Perik Vov Chavov. Lifros Velerebos Betoyer Lohilid Bchopam Sichlius Chadoshim Betorah Umidi Dabri Bazeh Adar Rabbe Pradal Azeh. When a Jew thinks of Torah and things are clear in your head and you're able to give it over, that's the Mitzah Mikayim Peruvu. Ki Ator Nitzchit He Bchol Eis Bchol Zev He Nibezos Ha Mitzah Efshal Lakayim Bchol Eis Bchol Zev Mitzah Peruvu Yeri Betorah Lohilid Bchopam Shochol. At the end of the day, when you think of something new, or even when you understand something, says Bnei Yitzchak, you are bringing something more godly into the world. Because what is Peruvu? Peruvu is bringing more of the Ribbono Shel Olam's children into this world. What greater child, says Bnei Yitzchak, is bringing more Torah into the world? That's exactly Peruvu, is bringing godliness into the world. Rav Schechter quotes this Bnei Yitzchak. At the end of the day, this is the whole idea from the Tever Shomam. Miyal De'Evrim Zeh. That Moshe Rabbeinu not only came from the Jews, but he was going to bring Jews closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam through his Torah. And this is exactly, you know, why the Rambam Paskin, specifically when people are so osik in the Torah, there are those individuals, when they're learning, that's considered, they're able to push off their mitzvah of Peruvu. And the Bnei Yisrael writes there, Pudecha, it's mamash, it's a kiyum of Peruvu, by learning, and by teaching, and by understanding Torah. A beautiful insight from the Tefer Shomo, Bnei Yisrael, Moving on to D number three. D number three, say we're going to quote the Rebbe of Sadiger, of Avram Yaakov Sadiger, Beis Chav Gimel. Basically, Paro dies, and Klai Yisrael lets out a big tefillah to the Rabbonu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the tefillah. We know the Mesil Shalom, Hemes, he tells us that the Paro made us so busy, we weren't even able to daven. Only when he daven, we had a break. How important it is to be mindful. Important to take those breaks daily. And make sure to make sure that we're not busy. Right? That we focus on what we're doing in this world. That's a little parenthetical, little extra nugget. Vayanchu says Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadegir Vayanchu. What was their great pain? What was their sigh here? Their Vayanchu was that they weren't able to serve their Bnei Hashem correctly. Vayanchu Anchosam Haisa Achach She'enem Ovdem Ozo Yisbach Karoi. Their ultimate sigh was that they weren't able to serve the Bnei Hashem Karoi in the appropriate Vayanchu Bnei Yisrael. Why? Why did they sigh? Min Havoda. They weren't able to serve the Bnei Hashem, and that was their ultimate want and the ultimate fear and the ultimate disgust with themselves that they weren't able to serve the Bnei Hashem the way that they wanted to. They weren't able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that they needed to. And this is exactly the Torah and stuff from a label last week, Rabbi Label Eger, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Yisachar Chomer Goyrim, Ayar Menuchal Kitov. He says, at the end of the day, what's real Menucha? Says the Rabbi Label Eger. Real Menucha is when someone puts in work and you work Shehu HaHipacha Menucha. When you work, and that begins to bring up, right? Like, what's a chamor? A chamor, and then he brings manucha? No, a chamor is someone, a horse that works. And then when you have true satisfaction, and you really realize in your ruchnias that you're growing, that's real manucha. They had this vayanchu because they weren't growing. They weren't growing because of the work in Mitzrayim. And our job is to be like the Yisachar, from Yaakov Avinu's bracha last week. Because when you put in the chamor, when you put in the work, you work on yourself, in your Torah, and your tefillah, and your Shmir Seinayim, in your Shavivim, in your Shabbos Kodesh, in your Midos, in your tefillah, then, then you're able to feel the ultimate Nucha. Then you're able to feel Shabbos Kodesh. They were so busy, they weren't able to. And they weren't just physically crying. And Chasam, he was a Ruchnius cry. They weren't able to serve. Why? Because of Min HaVoid. They were so spiritual. Maybe it connects a little bit to the Mesil Shem that we started with. At the end of the day, a Jew's groan, a Jew's sigh, they weren't able to serve the Bnei Hashem in the correct way. And ultimately, our ultimate work is constantly working on ourselves. And then we have the true Menucha. Beautiful insight from Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadegir. Started with the Mesil Shem, Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadegir. And tied it in to Rabbi Label Eger's beautiful Torah last week on Yisachar, moving on to idea number four. So the fourth idea we said, we're going to say a Torah from Anova, from Rabbi Avram Dov Mibuchach, the Machse of Rome. And Revi, Ma'osha Hayaroa, Sason Yisro Chosna Koi Midja, Ma'yena Gesal Torah Achar Midbar, Vayava Lahara Kim Choreva. We know the famous scene, Moshe Rabbeinu runs to Mitzrayim, and runs out of Mitzrayim, and he runs to Midian, and he becomes one of the shepherds for Yisro. We know he marries Sipporah. At the end of the day, he's a shepherd. Says the Machzeh of Rome, "Vayinegas etzon achar hamidbar." What does this mean? Hamidbar beschara'an van sanusa shehifkir asma kimidbar. We know the Gemara tells us in brachas when a person rid themselves of, make themselves like a midbar, and then you rid yourself of your gaiva and you make yourself a nova, and then you're zochah to great things. Then you're zochah to be able to, you're zochah to mekabel Torah. That's exactly hamidbar. Then zochlius roim and nagiim shaisot son kachim. Yinig HaZatzon doesn't just mean he was zoicha to be able to lead the sheep in Midian. Yinig HaZatzon means Achar Midbar. Achar Midbar. After he worked on himself as a Midbar. After he worked himself to be a humble person. After himself to work to realize that everything came to Rabbi Hashem. Then he was zoicha to Yinig HaZatzon to lead Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to lead them to Har Sinai. It wasn't just referring to the Yisrael sheep. It was referring to Klai Yisrael. And this is exactly when you look at Rashi right over here. Achar Midbar. El Har Elokim HaShem HaAsid. Because what was that mountain really? That mountain was Har Sinai. And this connects, believe it or not, to Kedushas Levi. The opening mission of Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, says the Kedushas Levi. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai? No, he didn't. He got it from the Rabbonu Shalom. Says the Kedushas Levi, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, that he learned the Midah of Anova. The Gemara Tanis tells us, Daf Zayin, I believe, that the Torah, just like the Torah runs down to the low, so to Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the Torah to go through the humble, to people who have humility. That's exactly over here. Why was he zochah to lead Klai Yisrael? Because Achar Midbar, he made himself like a Midbar. He made himself like Hefker, like Gemara and Bracha says, that he fully devoted himself to the Moshe with the Midah Anova. And that's exactly what Halar Akimah's Hashem HaAsid and Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Kedushas Levi, was zochah to be Moshe Rabbeinu, Not because he got the Torah from Har Sinai, but he learned from Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains and said, why am I give the Torah on you? Har Sinai was the most humble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, you're the most humble? Dafka, I'm going to give it to you. Moshe learned the Midah of Anova. And that's exactly what, right over here, you could even tie it in right over here. From Avraham Dov, from the Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis, the beginning of Pasuk Aleph and the end of Pasuk Aleph. Achra Midbar, Vayova Alohar Elohim. He was able to go now to learn from Har Sinai, the Midah of Anova. Starting because Achar Midbar, he went to the Midbar with the Midah of Anova, and then he came to Har Elohim, the Midah. Beautiful insight from Avraham Dov B'chach, and we connected it to Kedusha Slavia and Perek Yavos. Finally, fifth and final idea. Second week in a row of a toy from Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook in the Sefer Ein Ayah. Oh, what a beautiful masterpiece. And I have to be honest with you, I have the Rabbi Hanan Morrison edition. You get it on Amazon, and he points you into the ways to find an Ein Ayah. So the Pasuk says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Ches. Moshe's got to go back now. He's got to go back to Mitzrayim. Mashuv Elacha Asher Mitzrayim Era Ha'odam Chayim. And what does Yisrael say? Yom Yisrael Moshe Leich L'Shalom. You should go to peace. Gemara in Brachos makes a very famous statement, Samach Dalet Manalef. One who takes peace, leave from his friend. You shouldn't say lech bishalom. Rather, you should say lech lishalom. Don't go to peace. You should go in peace. Sorry, I say that in the wrong way. One who takes leave should not say go in peace, lech bishalom. Rather, lech lishalom. Like exactly what over here, but that Yisro said to Moshe, lech lishalom, and he was successful. And lech bishalom, David says to Avshalom, go in peace. And what happened to Avshalom was he went and he was hung. He was hanged. At the end of the day, says Rav Kook, what's the difference by saying lech lishalom and lech bishalom? I didn't do so well in my dictor classes in YU. My dictor classes overall. What's the insight over here? So says the Rav Kook, a beautiful insight. He says life is full of struggles. When you tell someone you should go to peace, you should go in peace. It means go in peace means that everything's going to go great. Nothing's going to be bad. But part of life, Rav Kook was saying, life is full of struggles. When you say go to peace, lech lishalom, you're telling them that there's a journey. You're telling them that not everything's going to be great. We are not doing our things at the end of the day to tell people that everything's going to be great. You're not doing anyone a favor by telling them everything's going to be perfect. Implying that the road is easy will only lower their guard. And let's take a look at Rav Kook. Hachayim hem meleim milchomos. You have to tell him lech lishalom. If you tell him lech lishalom, lech go to peace, meaning that at the end of the day, nothing's always going to be perfect. But low text of shagam adarach atzmi mirtzevas ben shalom. Realize yes, there's going to be shalom at the end of the day. Shalom is going to be in the next world. But you tell someone to go in peace, you're going to tell them that everything should go well. And that's not true, says Rav Kook, of this world. Our job in this world is to, of course, we're going to have impediments, but only by overcoming them. Then you're going to be able to reach full peace and full completeness. And that's what the Chachamim wanted to tell us at the end of Gemara Brachos. Yes, the physical world is replete with struggles and challenges, says Rav Kook, but we must be prepared to face it. The Olam Haba, on the other hand, is one filled of rest in which we not fear. At the end of the day, when we have struggles, it's a present from the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Rav Kook. And not everything is going to go perfectly. And when we have those struggles, we have to view them not as challenges, but as opportunities to continue to grow and to be able to go on our journey. Because at the end of the day, if you ever look at just Lahavd, if you ever look at someone who's, you know, on these shows or whatever, someone who's flatlining, they're dead. But someone going up and down means you're alive. You have what to conquer, you have what to develop. That's what Rav Kook was saying. Gemara Prasa Bracha says, Lech Lishalom is a good thing. Lech Bishalom is a bad thing. Lit means you have the work to do. And you're going to have ups and downs. Lech Bishalom, go in peace, everything's going to be perfect. No, that's not for our world. That's for the next world, and that's great for Olam Haba. But we're in Olam Haza, Lech Lishalom, one step at a time. And that's what Yisrael was telling Moshe. Yeah, nothing's going to be perfect. And Moshe, you're going to see nothing's going to be perfect. But the fact you're going to have ups and downs shows that you're alive. And you have to know that. And knowing that it's a tremendous ending. The battles are actually a good thing. The battles are opportunities. So I'll just review these five short ideas that we said. We start with the Bera Moshe and Achdus, the Oiv Shalom, Rav Otzmi Man, why is Lashon Yachid? Because Lashon Yachid, that was Paro's number one fear. And that's what the Oiv Shalom, Rav Shalom of Kushnet says, the next Havan is Chachmel, Lo is Lashon Yachid. Because we have to beat their law, we have to beat their Achdus. And as we said this on Sasemesh, Lo Echad, Bavar, Amalein, Elechan, Osin. When we're Lo Echad, when we're not one, then Paro could touch us. With the midah of Achdus, no one can touch us. We understand the Tefer Shalom, the Bnei Sosro, about Torah, and Peru Avuva Tamar, Mialda Hirvim Zed. Not only did he come for the Hebrews, but he was going to be Zoha to continue to lead Klaus, Mialda Hirvim Zed. He was going to be Zoha to be able to learn and develop and give birth to Klaus through his Torah. That's what Bnei Sosro says, that in Derech Pukudecha, Av Chavav, that a Jew can be Mekai in the midst of Peru Avu, through Dafka learning and understanding and teaching Torah. What a beautiful way to be able to look at Torah, especially in the month of Shavuot. and we're trying to metakin our kedusha and our tahara. So the third idea about all another Rav Yaakov Sadeger and Rav Leibola all about ruchni and skruf vayanchu. What was their vayanchu? Is their ultimate vayanchu was that they weren't able to serve their bonesham because min avode because of their physical worries and their physical strength. And that's what Mr. Sham says, that Kahanzi Paro was so busy with us. And Torah, Rav Leibola told us menucha kitov. When you have the chumah, when you have the work, then menucha kitov. Real work leads, real menucha leads from when you have that real work. When you have the real working in ruchni, it's going up and down, but really working in yourself, chumor. Then you have the menucha kitov. That's when ruchni is, we have to make sure that our anacha, that our pains are not just coming from our physical pain, but coming from our spiritual. Where's our Torah? Where's our learning? Where's my temperature? Where's my davening at? Where's my learning? Where's my midos at? We said the fourth idea from the Machzeh of Rome and Kedusha Slevi, that Avram Dov mi bachach, yinigas atzon achar midbar. Don't think that he just led the shepherd, the sheep of, no, once he was zoich to be the midbar, then he was zoich to lead the son, the klai, so out of Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi said, Elokim, and he was named for the Har Sinai, says Kedusha Slevi. What Kedusha Levi tells us, Moshe gave Torah from Sinai, he got the Torah from Sinai. No, he understood the Midah of Anava. When Chodesh Baruch went to every mountain, he said, ah, Gavaldik, you learn the Midah of Anava, then you could be Zochot. And that's exactly in the same Pasuk, when he made himself a Midbar, then he was Zochot of Yinach as a son, then he'll be Zochot of Lid Chayas or Adam Mitzrayim, then he'll be Zochot of Lid Chayas or Tamar Tantor, because he had the Midah of Anava. Beautiful insight from Avram Dov, the Bibachach and the Kedusha Levi of Anava. Finally, the fifth and final idea, was said a beautiful Torah from Rav Kook, Gemar Brachas, it says, when you take leave of someone, the Perek Dalai Pasuk Yisrael says Lech Lishalom, go two piece, not Lech Bishalom, because Lech Lishalom was something that was successful. Yisrael told Moshe, and when David told Avshalom, Avshalom was murdered. What's the difference? Says Rav Kook, because when you take someone Lech Bishalom, everything should go in peace, everything should be good. No, that's not for this world. And now that's for the next world. Lech Lishalom, everything should go two piece, meaning you have work to do, you have things to develop, and there are things to grow. And every single time you have a bump in the road, it's an opportunity for you to grow, for you opportunity to develop. And battles are opportunities. Battles are actually growth. Shizuch Vazhim take these ideas, especially in months of in times of Shovim. Tremendous time of Yisrael Tzon. Rabbi Meir always talks about the Shovim Mamash, the Kedusha of all the tremendous, tremendous, tremendous time to grow closer to the Ribono Shel. Take this mid of Achdus, of Dakra growing in our Torah, growing in our Achdus, growing in our Torah, Peravu, growing in our Ruchnius, growing in our Nova. And to understand that battles are a good thing. It means that we're growing, we're developing, growing and striving closer to the Ribono Shel. Shkoich.